Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Ray Kaplan joins us now on WGN Radio from the Kaplan Law Firm. Her website is financialrelief.com. Happy New Year, Ray. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, John. Happy New Year. I do proofread, just incidentally.
Well, I think that, and I don't want to sound like an old fart, but I'm of a generation where that would get you a lower grade before there was spell check or grammar check. So to the people up and coming who are indifferent to these things, I think it just indicates a level of care or concern. And you may roll your eyes at that, but a lot of the planet still thinks that the language matters. Even if we get it, we know what you're trying to say. But if you're that indifferent about that detail, how careful will you be about things that do matter? Right, Ray?
I agree. I mean, have you ever gotten, I think it was like what you were saying with the drone, if you get an email from, let's say, a professional who, you know, let's say you're seeking their advice and it's riddled with mistakes or grammatical errors, it really does make you think, should I be listening or taking the advice of this person if they're not even proofreading their emails? So, yeah, I completely agree with you.
Well, especially in your case, as you're helping people not just with student loans. I mean, you know, these are people that are going to college. If they're going to seek out counsel, they'd hope you'd be good at grammar. Ale, if we need to take a break? Okay, I wasn't sure about that. And then you also sent me some text messages, Ray, about some of the sums of money that people owe on their loans. I want to ask you about that and also what you make about forbearance moving yet again. Should I be paying on the principal? Tell me about some of the texts that you sent me this morning, Ray.
Okay, so I know there's some confusion about Parent PLUS loans, so I just want to take an opportunity to clear that up right now, because I think one of the interesting things about student loans is that there's a lot of incorrect information out there that leads people down the wrong path. And this is a really important decision that you're going to make with your family if you need to finance your kids' college education. So the text messages I sent you were the following examples. If we have a parent who has two children that they need to put through college, and let's estimate $40,000 a year times two kids for 4 years each, they will wind up with about $320,000 if they took out federal, not private, but federal Parent PLUS loans. If that parent in that situation makes about $60,000 a year and works in the public sector, then in that example I sent you, after 10 years on that $320,000 loan, they would only have paid back $91,000, and the entire balance plus all the interest would be forgiven tax-free. So I know not everybody fits into that particular set of circumstances, but the point I'm trying to get across is that the important thing is not just the interest rate, because the interest rate is kind of high. It's 6.28%. But as you see, in a lot of situations, the way the repayment terms, which are all governed by the federal statute, you don't have to pay the interest. So the interest is not the only thing to consider. And I, you know, there's an interesting thing going on where, you know, in general, you don't want to take out a loan that's high interest. And in the most cases, that makes sense. But with federal Parent PLUS loans, and we can kind of customize this strategy for people because it does apply to people differently, but in many circumstances, it's the best thing you can do, and it's a total game changer.
You know, Terry Savage counsels people against taking out Parent PLUS loans.
I do. And I actually did reach out to Terry. I sent her an email. We work with a lot of financial analysts and consultants because really I think you have to be an attorney to know this stuff because it's all governed by the statute. So I understand, you know, where Terry's coming from in terms of in general, you don't want to take out high interest loans. But in many cases, you make an exception to that rule because of the repayment terms. Because oftentimes, I mean, and you know, John, we have WGN listeners who have really benefited from the statute by taking out federal Parent PLUS loans. Oftentimes, you only have to pay a percentage, Now, some people have to pay the full amount, but oftentimes you only pay a percentage back and the balance is forgiven. So it's important to do an analysis as it applies to each person individually.
You protect the privacy of your clients, but every now and then you tell me the story of one of our listeners who, by virtue of that, has saved money. Do you have an example off the top of your head?
Well, we have so many people who, if you work in the public sector, and right now they have huge loan balances, and because of the PSLF waiver that's happening right now, we're able to get those loans forgiven. We had one recently for $70,000 that just got completely wiped out. We had another couple actually from Ireland, I believe, and they're going to be able to finance their kids' college education and pay back over 10 or 20 years. I think it was going to be under $30,000. So it really is important to know how the law works, because these are federal Parent PLUS loans, and they're a totally different animal. They're different than private loans. They're different than credit card debt. So the normal rules don't apply. It's a whole different set of rules.
Yeah. But it looks like student loan forgiveness is not going to happen. Even though forbearance has been extended, maybe I should be making payments on my student loan, because it'll go directly to the principal and lower the overall payment. What do you make of that strategy right now?
Well, so the answer to that is it depends. But in most cases, I would say here's a good rule of thumb. If your income is lower than your loan balance, and we're talking about federal loans here, okay, the ones where the forbearance has been extended by 90 days. If your income is higher than your loan balance, it might not be a bad idea to make some payments, because you will be knocking down the principal. Although we have to do an analysis, because, you know, we can't say that that's the right thing to do all the time. But for most other people where your income is lower than your loan balance, it makes virtually no sense to make payments on the principal during this time of forbearance, because the loans are completely frozen. There's no interest that's accruing. So there's really no point in making any payments, especially if you might be eligible for some type of forgiveness, because, we can probably get that money refunded to you in many cases, but in some cases we can't. So it really is important to make sure that we can kind of analyze with you how the statute is going to apply to you.
Our number is 312-981-7200. If you've got a question for Ray Kaplan, you can call or text 312-981-7200. How long are they going to now extend forbearance to?
So they did another 90 days. So everything was coming due in February, and for most people that's going to be extended to May. And right now is a good time for us to kind of put together your individual plan of, you know, how to either get these loans forgiven or how to deal with them. I would say don't do anything right now in terms of consolidating or turning them into private loans. Certainly, you know, we most of the time advise against that, because you lose all those benefits under the federal statutes. And, you know, federal student loans is really an interesting area, because a lot of financial planners and just accountants and a myriad of people out there just are not familiar with the way the law works. And it's really, really important. It's just kind of like taxes. I mean, you need to know what you're eligible for, what kind of deductions you can take, or else you may be leaving a lot of money on the table.
But if I don't know how people pay off their student loans, or have been in the past, but I mean, I don't know if they get a statement or a ding on their phone that says your payment's due, or there's an auto deduct, but whatever it is, you can just ignore that, right? You do not, nobody, is this true, Ray? Nobody has to be paying on any student loans right now?
That's not exactly true. For the most part, it's true. I just think that there's some confusion out there about, sometimes people don't know if they have federal loans or private loans, because a lot of the servicers service both federal loans and private
right.
loans. So that kind of adds to the confusion. So we can certainly help you, you know, figure out whether or not you're part of the forbearance. But most people, if you have direct federal student loans, you don't need to make payments.
Yeah, right. But if you borrowed money privately, I mean, I don't know, does anybody put it on a credit card, whatever? Please just tell me you didn't. But I mean, that's up to you and the lender whether or not there's going to be any forgiveness there, and presumably not, right?
Presumably not, although some lenders do have forgiveness, whereas if you qualify for federal forgiveness under disability, sometimes the private lenders will also, if you qualify for the federal loan forgiveness, they'll also forgive your private loan. So we've looked into that a couple of times, and it's usually contained in that contract that you're signing for your private student loan. So we can take a look and see whether or not there's some eligibility. But if listeners have private student loans, they want to review the contract and see what the terms are in there, because they'll be right there in the contract. How much forbearance you have, what the terms are, stuff like that.
1 million people owe more than $200,000 on their student loans. 1 million people owe more than $200,000. I'm going to say that every time I talk to you on the radio, and I will talk to you again sometime soon. Thanks for your help today, Ray.
Of course, John, anytime.
That's Ray Kaplan at the Kaplan Law Firm. Financialrelief.com is their website.